How do you feel out there? You, like, you're healthy, rolling, and making the right cuts. You feel as fast as ever, or you look pretty good out there?
I feel good. That's the main thing. Every offseason is to come in and improve and be moving a little faster, a little bit more explosive, and got 5 weeks here before training camp, so I'm going to continue to improve a little bit more.
But yeah, when you hear the questions about competition and everything, do you look at it as, you know, it's nothing new for me? I've competed every year.
Yeah, it's pretty much been the makeup of this backfield. It's been numerous guys who can start anywhere in the league, and coming from college to my rookie year to 2 years ago to last year, you know, it's always been a number of guys that are very, very talented and very athletic, and competition is nothing new.
Mark, when you first heard about Adrian Peterson coming here, what was your reaction? Were you surprised, or
I was just following it, just like any of you guys, and I just watch the moves be made. You know, I don't really feel one way or another about it. I just play the hand that's dealt to me, and I work my butt off, and that's about it.
Coming up the best of the fiscal year.
Though, if you would get more opportunities, that you could again have that level of production, if not more. If I recall, before Peterson's visit here, there was a tweet about that, and I know you retweeted that, so I follow. So let me know what you think about your production that you would have if you were able to have that opportunity to carry the load even more.
Well, I feel like any time that I have the opportunity to touch the ball regularly, rushing and passing, I feel like I'm going to be productive. I know in my last 3 years I've had the best 3 years of my career. I've only been getting better and better. And so I feel like any time that I can touch the ball, carry it, catch it, I'm going to be productive, and I'm going to keep improving.
Mark, most people didn't know that last year was your best year. What do you think is the next step for you?
You got to make it a better year, you know. Last year, that was a good year. But, you know, I was splitting the time, you know what I mean? So I don't see it being any different. You know, I just got to build on it and, you know, keep improving.
So, are there certain numbers that you would want to hit that would make it a better year?
Better numbers. More rushing yards, more receiving yards, more touchdowns.
So, Mark, what do you feel as a running back as far as when you view your production? Being that 1,000-plus-yard running back, or your average, 5.1 average, fourth best in the NFL, you look at kind of the average and that opportunity, if you keep that up, that's very significant.
Yeah, of course, yards per carry, you know, that has a significant correlation to your success and number of carries. So if you have a high number of carries and high yards per carry, you're going to be over 1,000 yards, which every running back wants to do. Any running back sitting up here and tell you that they don't want to rush for 1,000 yards, they'd be lying to you. And so, of course, I want to rush for 1,000. Of course, I want my yards per carry to be over 5 yards. I just want to keep improving, keep building on it.
Last year, you were talking about you wanted to catch the ball more, and you had worked on that. This year, what have you been working on? What are you trying to improve on?
I work on everything from my routes, my speed, my explosion, getting in and out of my cuts, catching the ball, just being more comfortable, you know. You can never be satisfied. You can never be complacent. There's always somebody coming for your job at all times. So you always got to be on top of your game and just continue to compete, continue to improve.
When you talk about split carries, when you talk about your production last year before, how do you sort of look at that? Is that, I'm guessing you'd rather get it as many times as possible, but it's sort of the reality. How do you deal with the whole split and carries thing? How do you sort of look at that?
Of course you want the ball, you know. Of course I'd love to have it as many times as possible. Excuse me. Of course, I'd love to have it many times as possible, but, you know, just it is what it is. I've been sharing the ball in this backfield since I've got here, and that's not going to change.
I'm sure you've respected Peterson over the years. What stands out about him as a running back that you've looked and said, you know, wow, that's impressive?
This guy's one of the best backs that have ever, you know, walked on this planet, you know, especially in our generation. I have a tremendous amount of respect for him. What things he's been through, things he's overcame, the amount of success he's had, first ballot Hall of Famer, clearly, right? But, you know, he looks good out here. He's running fast. He's very explosive out of his cuts. And, you know, I admired him ever since he was a freshman in Oklahoma. And we're in the same backfield now, and we're competing. We're making each other better, and, you know, that's just what it is.
How is your relationship with him? I mean, is open line of communication? If
you
talk about the situation, how is everything?
We're cool, man. Like, that's my guy, you know? you know, when we get on the field, we both want to be the best at what we do. He wants to be the best. I want to be the best. So we're going to work our butts off to make sure that happens. And but that's my guy. We talk about stuff. We joke about stuff. If I have something that I need to talk about, I can go to him and talk. If he wants to talk about something with me or ask about me, it's the same. So there's no personal vendetta against him. That's, you know, that's my guy. And we just come out here and we compete.
With him around, do you have any sense that y'all might run the ball more?
Especially I'd hope so. I'd hope so. You know, you got two guys that want to carry the ball and want to run the ball a lot. And we have an offensive line that is built to run the ball. You know, Teron, you know, Big Pete, Max, Streif, Larry. You know, we got the offensive line to be able to run the ball very effectively. And I think they could be the best line in the league. So definitely hope we run the ball more. No, he hasn't asked me. I mean, he's a legend, you know, so. No.
That you have a good relationship with Adrian Peterson. He's made you better. No personal vendetta. You guys can joke around and what have you. Could you be more specific in terms of in what ways he's made you better with his presence here?
Well, just talking to him, you know, if I see a certain situation. I know earlier we were talking about 3rd-and-1 and, you know, talking about, you know, you want to think about just getting the first down, right? Put your head down and get the first down. I was telling him, yeah, well, that's got me in trouble over the years, you know, because sometimes you put your head down when you get the first down. And if you just would have followed your read, followed the guard outside, you'd have a 30-yard run, you know. And, you know, he was just like, yeah, I've ran into that situation too. He was like, I've noticed that in that time, you know, you just have to focus and trust your eyes. You know, you have to focus, slow down, trust your eyes. So, you know, just small things like that, man. Just that that conversation, that dialogue that we have every day from the meeting room to the field and about life, man. That's just a small tidbit right there.
What will Kamara bring to you guys as well? What kind of dynamic is he bringing to the back?
I mean, he's super elusive. He runs routes. He catches the ball well. Also runs the ball well. So he's a well-rounded back himself, and he has a bright future in the NFL.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah.
Thank you.